Fair Price by Marcy Lynn Tenchoff. The richly figured velvet of her gown, both soft and rough beneath her stroking hand, does much to smooth away her troubled frown. For surely wealth and glory fill her land, her enemies are ever held at bay, her rule is all that she and they had planned. And yet she lingers where the minstrels play, her wigged head cocked to hear the music swell, and faintly, oh so faintly, hates the fay, who ward her and her kingdom with their spell, and grant her what her land and subjects need, a brilliant reign dark times may not dispel. She only wishes now she'd paid more heed to tales that sought to warn of fairy gold, instead of bowing to her selfless greed. Immortal folk may never feel the cold of loveless lives where passion is a game played out in hands that they might keep or fold. But she, alas, cannot quite feel the same, and though she knows her pact was wisely made, her heartless state defies her mortal frame, and memories of days before their aid still make her wish she might regret the trade.